Station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday. That means it's a Culture Thursday in studio. So listen, I've got one quick announcement to make. Then we go into our guests. And then I got a lineup for y'all for Culture Thursday. We were a little late. I was trying to line up that song, but I'm going to surprise you with it. I got a surprise for y'all. Once we finish this next segment, I found a song that I had never heard before. And I imagine the vast majority of Bahamians have never heard this song. And in fact, these two songs before. So you guys stay tuned. Let me start off by saying some happy birthdays. I got to say happy birthday to Giles Turnquest, my cousin from a different dozen. That means, you know, in the Bahamian culture, you have cousins that you're not blood related to. But they your blood cousin. You treat them like your blood cousin. Anyway, I want to say happy birthday to my good friend Giles Turnquest. Happy birthday to Kendra McPhee. And happy birthday to Garvon Kellyan. Happy, happy birthday. Ah, boy. One more quick announcement before we get the show going. Don't forget, Jollification at the Bahamas National Trust is this weekend. Sand Dollar will be covering admission for BNT members with a Sand Dollar-enabled wallet. Now listen, if you're a non-member and you have a Sand Dollar-enabled wallet, Sand Dollar will take $10 off the cost of your ticket, which means you get in for only $5. Children ages 5 through 17 with an adult who has a Sand Dollar-enabled wallet, get in free. Sand Dollar discounts are available to a limited number of attendees, so you may want to get to Jollification early. That's November 17th? Oh, no. Today is the 17th. No, I know. I'm going to be there, my friend. In fact, if we have a moment, I can tell you what I do in there. It's the 18th and the 18th is a special members' night. The 19th and the 20th are the rest of the weekend for members and non-members. Yeah, it's going to be a jam-packed weekend. And we're going to have lots of fun. In fact, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Sand Dollar and Jollification in our next segment. But right now, we have a representative from Alive joining us this morning. Ma'am, please introduce yourself.
Good morning. This is my first time on the show. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Now you got to turn right to it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, there we go. My name is Renisha Ellis, and I am the marketing coordinator at Alive.
This is awesome. This is awesome. So why are you joining me today? Now, listen, I am aware that Alive is celebrating its 6th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did. This past weekend, we celebrated our 6th anniversary. It's been 6 years of just great community service, community work. Of course, an amazing network that stayed consistent, has stayed reliable, and just 6 years of the Bahamian people depending on us and us staying strong for them. 6 years of great sales work, just teamwork, the entire team for, again, 6 years has done so much evolution over that time. Yeah. And we're just looking forward to 6 more years that are just even better.
Listen, 6 years of supporting Bahamians. Mm-hmm. And in this next 6 years, I hope you all develop a communications network for Chickchawnees. Because we in the bush and we getting lost out there.
You never know. They be up to anything. You never know.
Absolutely, absolutely. But tell us, why are you joining us today?
Well, today specifically, it is a Thursday. And on Your Culture Thursday, we're doing something at a live called TCL Thursdays. So today, November 17th, and next Thursday, the 24th, if you're unsure what TCL is, it is a brand. It is a device brand. If you're aware of what an Alcatel is or a Samsung, it is a brand that's right in between those two device brands. It is a quality device. I've used the TCL 20E before. It takes amazing pictures. It's a great size phone, especially if you're someone who's always on your phone, watching videos, that kind of thing. It's a lovely device. And on these Thursdays specifically, we're offering just really, really discounted deals on those devices.
Look here. So today, the 17th, and next week, the 24th. So as opposed to going out there and buying a Thanksgiving plate for my love, the people I'm thankful for, I should go out there and buy them a TCL phone for Thanksgiving.
Now, I'm a food person, so I would say get the food, but
get the phone so you could call me and tell me the food coming too.
Get the phone, then you can make that call to order the food and then let them know the food is coming. But that's on today and next Thursday. Of course, our existing customers say, well, y'all always doing stuff for the persons who are switching. No, we're doing stuff for our existing customers during TCL Thursday as well. So existing customers can look forward to devices starting as low as $149. And those who are porting over can look forward to devices starting as low as $79 or $19. But it depends on the device, the type of device it is. So I want to be clear. Not all devices are going to be one price. I just, some Bahamians, it's hair one thing and they
right,
take
because
you.
Because I heard $19.99 right. And I want to talk all about that.
So it depends on the device you're getting. Of course, it depends on the plan that you're going to be getting it. And that doesn't include the VAT pricing. So its terms and conditions apply.
Right.
But ballpark, that's the amount you can look forward to spending. And what's good is when you do buy devices from us, it does come with a plan.
Oh, right.
It already comes with a plan. So that's something that you can look forward to when buying those devices.
Right. That's great. As soon as I get it, I'm ready to go.
Right. They set up the phone for you.
All right.
So if you want them to, you buy the device. They'll put the SIM in. Make sure your WhatsApp is on there, whatever app you need to have on it. Our sales agents will do that for you, and you can walk out using your phone should you choose to.
All right. So I want to buy a phone, but I don't need everybody in my house to know I'm buying a phone. Tell me, what's my game plan? I'm getting up on Thursday morning, and what do I do next? Where do I go? How do I purchase?
It's not just in Nassau, so I want to be clear with that. It's across all of our family islands where we have a live, whether it's a physical location or our mobile stores. So here in Nassau as well, these TCL devices and these offers are available at our physical locations and those vans you might see or the tents
so
you may see set up,
the
mobile
brick and
vans.
Mortar, mobile vans, mm-hmm. And I can participate in this special online as well.
Yes, you can. BeAlive.com. You can also shop online with us.
Yeah, look here. Look how I'm going to combine Sand Dollar and Alive and just have a wonderful weekend. Don't let my children know. No. Okay, well, this is great. So tell us about some of the phones that are available.
Okay, so some of the phones we have, and these would be what we call our hero devices, which are the devices we focus on. You can look forward to the TCL 20 SE, the TCL 30 SE, or the TCL 30 Plus. Now, if you want me to go into a bit of detail, I guess, on some of the specs with those devices, I can do that for you. Would you like me to do that?
Just a little bit. I tell you what. The 50th Independence is rolling around, right? And I'm encouraging creatives, artists, young and old, to start making content. Mm-hmm. Just make it. And if you make it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
Make it, submit it to the government, make it, show it to your peers, let it inspire another round of making things.
Mm-hmm.
I need a phone that I could jump off the bus and start making my movie.
Well, of course, the TCL 20E would be one of those phones that can do that for you, and that's starting as low as $69. It has a 6.82 screen display, high-resolution audio. You can maximize your visual experience with an eye comfort mode, reading mode, and dark mode. So if you want to go out at night and maybe shoot,
I mean, I'm not saying that I
want that kind of stuff, but
I'm not saying I want to do an expose on my Grammy, but I want to know where my Grammy is going in the dark, and a night camera, a camera that can film at night, can help me.
You'll be able to see Grammy. You'll be able to see. That'll help you. So that's one of the many TCL devices that'll be able to help you do any of those things.
All right, this is great. Okay, another question I have: is there a difference? Like, okay, I'm porting in. Is there a difference for prepaid and postpaid customers?
Yes. As always, like when I am doing these interviews or talking to persons, I say I like to be as honest and as clear as possible. So if you are a prepaid customer and you're porting, you would get a pretty decent price. So I'll just give you an example. So if you're prepaid porting, which means you're switching from the other team to us, your device may cost $50. But if you're postpaid porting, because that comes with a contracted plan, that same device might be $25.
Wow, okay.
Okay? Then that's, again, it's because you're going to be under a contracted plan.
Right.
So, of course, it's a long period of time, you know, you're going to be paying, so you get it for less upfront. If you're an existing customer, unfortunately, but it is what it is, that device may start for you at about $80.
All right. And let's talk about, if just for a moment, Alive, the prepaid versus postpaid. Mm-hmm. What are the pros and sort of quickly the cons of each?
If you are a prepaid person, you're someone that you want to switch up your usage every week or maybe every month. So today I want to buy a Freedom 4 plan, which is a daily plan. Yeah. But tomorrow I may decide I actually want to have a plan for 30 days and I can buy a 30-day plan.
I got you. Yeah.
If you're a postpaid customer, you are, I don't say you're more sure about what you want to do every month.
Yeah.
That's a monthly, it's a yearly contract.
Your routine is regular.
Yes, it's regular. But of course, again, honesty, if you're going to travel, you know, some plans do include roaming, some don't. So you'd have to be aware of that because that would be added.
Yeah.
But postpaid person is more sure of their income maybe every month. They know what they want to do for about a year. The prepaid person, man, I want a weekly plan this week. I don't want a plan this week.
Right.
They don't have to buy a plan.
I travel, not every week I travel, but I have a heavy travel schedule, and so I need to be flexible with my plans.
Right.
And this is great. Plans for the family island, are they different? Do you offer same across the archipelago?
Same across archipelago. All of the plans are available in all of the islands, and the price does not change.
All right. Now, today is Thursday the 17th, right? I know I've seen Alive on the road already this morning. Mm-hmm. Tell people where they can find the mobile vans, and remind us of where your brick-and-mortar locations are.
Okay, so today, in terms of our mobile vans, you can find us at our East Street South location, which would be in the Quality Market.
Quality Home Center?
The supermarket. It's across from Porky's.
Oh, way further south, further west on Carmichael Road.
East Street South. This is
Porky's
close
gas
to South
Station.
Beach.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You can find us there. We're in that supermarket parking lot. You can find another van on Carmichael Road at the outside KFC, if that makes sense. This would be not the KFC across from Southwest Plaza, but the KFC that's further down that does not have an inside. We call that the outdoor.
Listen, when
KFC,
when Audlin Bodhi say Carmichael City 2000, I wonder if we imagine how Carmichael would have blossomed
over the years.
Yeah.
It's a city within itself, but that's where you can find another mobile van of ours. And of course, East and Brougham Street. Now, I just learned how to say Brougham properly.
You mean Broome Street?
Broome Street. We're located there as well. It sometimes seems like an odd location, but we do have a lot of traffic there.
Oh, no, there's lots of
traffic there. So those are our mobile vans. But of course, if you want to go to a physical location, we can start west. You can go to our Cable Beach location, which would be in the same plaza as Marco's across from Super Value.
Okay.
Of course, we have our Marathon Mall location. We have our Southwest Plaza location.
Okay.
We have our Palmdale location, and we have our Harbor Bay location.
All right. Now, what if I want a payment plan? Can I get any of these phones on a payment plan? And outside of the TCL Thursday special, are there payment plans available?
Unfortunately, no. At this moment, we do not have payment plans for devices. But we do have devices that cater to any price point.
Yeah. So yeah. Don't worry.
We'll have something for you.
All right. Just the last thing. Do you have any data packages geared towards people who have to look after children?
Data packages for persons who have to look after children.
Sort of like,
I would suggest a MiFi device. In that case, the MiFi device is a little black box that we have that's basically portable Wi-Fi.
Okay.
As long as it has it comes with a SIM card and its own number, and we have three different plans that you can put on that device.
And my TCL, I'm going to buy on TCL Thursday, will connect to that instantly, right?
Your device can connect to it. Your television can connect to it. Your tablet can connect to it. Anything that needs Wi-Fi can connect to that MiFi box.
Okay, yeah, this is awesome. Okay, so tell us again, just the basic scope of TCL Thursdays.
So TCL Thursdays, again, is today, November 17th, and on next Thursday, November 24th. It's just those two days, guys. We're not doing it longer than that. And on those two Thursdays, you can expect great deals on TCL devices only. And, of course, if you want to get in there, this is the time to get your early holiday present. But, you know, I'll tease just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, something big is coming next week. You know, Black Friday's on the horizon. But I'm not saying you need to wait till Black Friday. Get in there today.
Yes.
And next Thursday and get those TCL devices.
Because why buy your love one Thanksgiving plate when you could buy them a TCL Thursday phone and they could Google Thanksgiving plates and look at them for the rest of the year?
Yes.
That only makes sense.
Yes.
Because we're going to end up eating our feelings anyway. Mm-hmm. You know? This is awesome. TCL Thursdays, this 17th and
the 24th.
American Thanksgiving Day, because we do our own Thanksgiving, which is related to the Christian church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Harvest Day. Listen, thank you very much. Remind the people, tell them who you are and how can we get in contact with Alive, or I don't know if we could contact you directly to get more details about the event, if we want to share the details, if I want to call the person who's actually going to buy the phone for me, and then you get the details.
Okay, so again, TCL Thursday is today, November 17th and November 24th. For more information, you can check bealive.com or any of our social pages. We are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on TikTok, and if you really, if you have a question, I can say, you know, we do on those social media pages, we will respond to you. If you have a specific question, just shoot us a message and we'll answer as best as we can. But all of the questions you may have can be answered by visiting those social pages and visiting bealive.com.
All right. Now, last thing, do you have a WhatsApp hotline? Because you want to be on the cutting edge, you need a WhatsApp hotline.
If you guys happen to find me, Shay Ellis from Alive, at any of these pop-up events we're going to be having, these remotes and this kind of stuff, I'll give you that marketing phone number, but I'm not going to do that on the radio.
There you go. No problem.
We have a line. We have a line because, of course, when we have giveaways, we have to reach customers and make sure that they get their prizes, that kind of stuff. So there is a line, but I'm not going to say that on the radio.
No. Don't even tell me because I can call you all day, buddy. Anyway, this has been a pleasure. I'm going to have to figure out how to get out there. But I have one question for you because it's Culture Thursday. So you're going to have to play the How Bahamian Are You Game Show Telephone Edition.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Telegraph or tin can phone? Now remember, telegraph is like the game we used to call Chinese whispers, but we don't call it that anymore because there may be, you know, be culturally inappropriate. But telegraph or tin can phone?
I would say tin can phone.
Why?
I've never done it. I've never done the tin can phone thing.
Yeah.
But with the telegraph, I've done that a few times, and the message that the telegraph starts with, it's never the same.
Yeah.
So I just rely on that.
The tin can phone.
It seems more direct.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I've done both. And surprisingly, the tin can phone is more effective in translating,
right?
But listen, I know that you have to go. Do you want to tell people where you're going now?
I am headed right now to our Southwest Plaza location.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be there. There's going to be a tent there with some giveaways. And of course, again, I forgot. If you do buy a TCL device today or you, again, check our social media pages, you could win a TV. We're going to have some giveaways out there. And of course, we're going to have another tent and some giveaways set up at our Carmichael location at the outdoor KFC. We're going to be out there for about 2 hours until about 1 p.m. So if you get out there, if you're even coming there just to buy a plan, you have some questions, come on out, ask me. You can ask my coworker, Chazelle. She'll be at the opposite location. We'll answer your questions as best as we can, and you may be able to walk away with something.
Man, listen, I thought y'all were giving away a T-shirt. When you said TV, I almost fell out of my chair.
Man, I tell you a lie.
No, I was excited about the T-shirt.
Oh, okay, okay. No, yeah, people, no, people are excited about the T-shirts. Yeah, yeah. We do have T-shirts out there, too, but you can win a TV, you know?
Nice. I like that. Yeah. And then I could connect my TV to, as a smart device and maybe even use my phone to connect it.
Yeah.
Listen, high tech.
Because it is a smart TV. It's a smart TV.
When you do that, all the people like to move into your bedroom. When you high tech your bedroom, everybody likes
to
move in there.
That's why you got to leave it out in the front. Or don't tell nobody you have the TV.
Look here, you a socialist. You can. First of all, you can. What you think? You live in the house with your mother and you win a TV. The TV going in the front room. Because we won a TV, miss.
Yeah, we. Not you. We. We.
Anyway, listen. This has been so much fun. I wish you could stay longer to play the game a bit more. But just before you go, I got to ask you one more question.
Okay.
Blue tick or no blue tick? You know how people like to turn off the blue tick?
No blue. Actually, no. I've matured. Blue tick.
All right. Because
I want you to know that I read the message and I'm just not responding. We don't have to play.
We appreciate the honesty. We value the honesty. Producer, play that song we were going to start the show with for me. This has been a wonderful discussion. Just repeat your name for me again.
Renisha Ellis, but everybody calls me Shay.
All right. And the reason that I'm forgetting your name is because I like a hookup. But if I don't know your name, I can't get the hookup. You see?
Shay.
Right? Shay. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now listen, this is a song. An old Bahamian song. Y'all tell me if you ever heard this version of this song before. We're going to a break.
Love ya, love. Love ya, love. Love ya, love. Yeah, you got spend your money. Spend your money never done. Spend your money. Spend your money is a lot of fun. You got spend your money. Sing, boy, sing. Sing, boy, sing. Sing, boy, sing. Boy, you got size of money. Size of money never done. Size of money. Size of money is a lot of fun. You got size of money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Love, love, love
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is a Culture Thursday and we have been listening to Sponge Your Money by George Simonet. Now, I got four versions of that song today. We played one version. I want you all to hear two of these versions. They're from the African-American folk. Well, it's African-American folk music, right? Is what it's called. But these renditions are of Bahamian Americans. And you can hear in their voices that they are Bahamians. So I want to just play this one, play one song, and then I got some more to share with you. Producer, let's play African-American folk music, Florida, Sponge Your Money. And when you play, when you hear the voices, you know right away that these are Bahamians. These are people of Bahamian descent. And I'm playing this song because it's important for young people to know that what they're experiencing has been experienced before by older generations of Bahamians. Here we go.
Put a little piece of pumpkin in it, don't make it yellow. Love your love, love your love, love your love, just for the money. Ah! Funny money never done. Funny. Oh, mama, funny money gone never done.
I know you like it.
Oh! Money gone never done. Funny money. I went down the town the other day, spongy money. I see all them boys getting bouncy, not spongy money. Well, I call my spongy kids, I don't go on the trip, not spongy money. Oh, mama gonna, mama, 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 mama gonna spongy money. Love, girl, love, love, girl, love, love, girl, love, girl, spongy. Oh, spongy money gonna never done. Oh, you're going to Narras. You're going to Narras. Oh, you put one half a yard in it, don't make it wider. Oh, sponge your money, go now, it's done. Sponge the money. Oh, mama, 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 go sponge your money, go.
Now, the one thing I could say is they Bahamians. Don't matter if they have American before or after the Bahamian. When the boy say, gyal, laugh, that's Bahamian. That is definitely a Bahamian. But I think about what they're saying, right? And think about Bahamian attitudes towards money and how we have these attitudes towards money, right? Because Bahamians had sponge money. You all know what sponge money is, right? Sponge money is the money you make from sponging. Anyway, we're going to play the next version in a moment. I wanted to share with you all something that is happening tonight. This is for the young people, for all the people. Living Waters Kingdom Ministries is hosting Community Connect Outreach tonight, Thursday the 17th, 5 to 7 p.m. on Christie Park. That's tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. on Christie Park. And the reason I'm sharing this is because they're having a grocery and clothing distribution as a part of their Community Connect Outreach tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. on Christie Park. I was supposed to make that announcement yesterday. I apologize because people need time to prepare, right? Like it's we create charitable efforts. We create these programs and activities to help people, but we also have to make them accessible to people, right? We make them accessible to people. So I imagine that the people who live around Christie Park, who in walking distance, right? This is also for you, 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, today, Living Waters Kingdom Ministries Community Connect Outreach. And you should definitely connect with Living Waters Kingdom Ministries to find out about all of the activities they're engaging in. I know they have a basketball and fun day coming up soon as well. Another thing I wanted to talk about, just some more details about Sand Dollar Jollification. Sand Dollar is going to pay your entry. The first 500 guests using Sand Dollar daily will have their entry paid. Non-members, only $5, right? So we said, if you are a non-member, they're going to take $10 off your ticket cost, dropping it down to $5. If you're a member, you get in for free. Wow, this is really support. Load your wallets early. 125 booth visitors gifted $20 to their digital wallet. See you at the retreat. That's Village Road. This Saturday and Sunday, members have a special Friday night event. Don't forget to be there. I'm learning more and more about Sand Dollar. I'm getting excited about it, right? I like the idea of a cashless Christmas, right? But here's what I mean. I like the idea that I have an option to move without cash. So if I'm making a big purchase as a Christmas gift, right, I don't have to walk with that big cash on me. I don't have to drive with a big cash on me. I think for older Bahamians, this is going to be an excellent tool, right, for the Christmas season to feel safer, because you know you got your money, but you know nobody could take it from you either. I like that, right? I like that a lot. I've been thinking about that because we're all concerned about security and safety. We're concerned about crime. There may be an uptick in robberies, armed robberies, snatch and grabs, as we see the other day. And so being able to shop without having actual paper cash on you is a great idea for many. And we're like, what we're looking for is balance. Not everybody going to want to move cashless, but we need to support systems for the people who they serve primarily, right, and who they benefit the most. I got a text here that says, sponge your money, never done. Sound they had they had FTT tokens back then. But listen, this is why I play the song, man. This is why I play the song. I mean, Sisal is like a token. Sponge was like a token. It's a token that the Bahamas produce. And you could go out there and you could trade it for anything. And they traded for lots of money. And that's why they write the song, Sponge Your Money Never Done. And if we manage our resources properly, right? If we manage our resources properly, then we can trade based on their value. This is something that we could do. Producer, play for me African American folk music, Sponge Your Money 2. This is another version, and I was surprised when I heard it. But it's actually, I mean, when you're ready, producer, I'm ready. You just cut me off. Y'all listen to this, Sponge Your Money number 2.
Now, sponge your money, now what done? Sponge your money, ha ha. Sponge your money, go now what done? Now, sponge your money. Oh, sponge your money, go now what done? Sponge. Grate your potato. I'll grate your potato. Put a little piece of pumpkin in it, gonna make it yaller. Love your love, love your love, love your love just for the money. Ah, for the money never done, money. Oh, mama, for the money gone never done.
I know you like it.
Oh, money gone never done, for the money. I went down to town the other day, for the money. I'll be on them boys getting bouncy, not for the money. Well, I call my son to get $5 on the trip, not for the money. Oh, mama, gonna mama, gonna spend the money. Love, girl, spend your money, gonna never done. Oh, you're gone too narrow. Oh, you put one half a yard in it, gonna make it wider. Oh, spend your money, gonna never done. Spend the money. Oh, mama, gonna spend your money, gonna. Love, girl, spend you. I spend your money, gone now I done. Oh, spend your money, gone now I done. Oh, spend your money, gone now I done. Oh, grate your potato, grate your potato. Put a little piece of pumpkin in it, gonna make it yaller. Oh, spend your money, gone now I done.
So when me and these gentlemen originally penned the song, it was supposed to be Sea Grape Money Never Done, me say Sea Grape Money. And then the second verse was supposed to be Crawfish Money Never Done, me say Crawfish Money. And then when we came to the third verse and I wanted to put the third verse in there and I started saying, and he said, no, we good. That one finished. Sponge Your Money Never Done. We're going to call it Sponge Your Money. But when you listen to that song and then replace it, right? Replace Sponge, like I say, with Crawfish. And you think of them Spanish Wells boys. You think of them Naughty Lutra boys. You think of them Long Island boys. You think of them Mayaguana boys. You think of them Acklands boys. You think of them Andrus boys, them Bimini boys, them Grand Bahama boys. Crawfish money never done. Me say crawfish money. You understand why they stand so tall. And they feel the way they feel about themselves. And like, it's important for us to provide an opportunity for, not just for young Bahamians to hear the music of their ancestors, their grandparents, but for all of the generations to listen to the music together, to have a collective experience, right? So we can feel, not just understand like a lecture in a classroom, but we could feel how we connected. The way that when you are Junkanoo, right? And your group coming up, but the people who were sitting next to you, just chafing you about your group because you's a Valley and there's a Saxons. When the Valley come up, they dance into the Valley music too because they feel it. They feel it. Producer, let's play the fourth one, Run Joe Run by George Simonette. I just want you all to hear the renditions because I know this song, but listening to the two George Simonette versions, I can't remember which of these is the first one I ever heard. And I'm almost certain we have a modern day version of this song, but I couldn't find it. I don't know the title. If it's not Sponge Your Money Never Done, I don't know what it is called. If you know what it's called, please let me know. We good, producer? There we go. Run, Joe, Run by George Simonette.
spend your money. Spend your money, never done. Spend your money. Spend your money is a lot of fun. You got spend your money. Sing, boy, sing. Sing, boy, sing. Sing, boy, sing. Boy, you got size of money. Size of money never done. Size of money. Size of money is a lot of fun. You got size of money.
What I like about that is the horns, right? The horns do something different to the song. It feels almost New Orleans-ish, which remind me, no, that's John Canoe-ish. That's John Canoe with the horns. And so after listening to those four songs, I said, looking for music about money. I remember this is like a part-time gig, so I put about an hour into it. And I found these four songs, and I just thought about who we are and who we will become if we don't tell the young people who we are. That's perhaps one of the most important songs. Let me tell you why. Because it's obvious that our governments are focused on the economy, like as a prioritized pillar of governance and development, right? And if that's going to be the case, then we have to grow a culture of appreciation for the political vision. And that means we have to understand ourselves and our relationships to money, how they help us, how they hinder us, how they harm us. Producer, is there a call on the line? If not, I would love to play next. Let's go to this call. And when we're done with the call, I hear people are still looking for Sam. Well, I heard Eric Mins may know where he is. So when we finish with this call, we can play that song by Eric Mins. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green, the Valley Boys. We are on the clock.
Oh, great, great. I thought you all had left us. We're glad you're back.
That's a low blow, eh?
No. Listen, we nothing was the same until the Valley Boys went back to Bay Street.
Okay, but say it like that.
And you're not allowed to do that to us again.
No, sir. Anyway, I ain't going to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
But excellent what you're doing. But, you know, if my memory serves me correct,
mm-hmm.
the late Prime Minister, Honorable Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinlet,
mm-hmm.
always praised Bohemian music. However, he said that the problem with Bohemian music is that the Bohemians do not employ the brass sections. You see, and you was commenting on the brass and mm-hmm. the horn in the last one with George Simonet, but Bohemians today don't seem to want to do the brass section of the music like how the Trinidadians and them do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got that elaborate brass in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Pinlin said that's all the Bohemian music needs. So I just wanted to call and say that was a very good observation what you did.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. No, because one of the arguments is like, oh, John Canoe can't go global because it has no lyrics, right? But perhaps the missing element is that brass section. Boy, when those horns start on Bay Street, it lights a fire inside of people. It lights a fire inside of people. All right. So, thank you, Texter, very much. I want to move away from the money a little bit. I got a song here by D-Mac called The Garland Song, because he swear the Garland is trying to marry him for his money. And then I got this song by Count Bernardino. It's Count Bernardino's theme in philosophy. But producer, the people say they not certain where Sam is, right? And so Eric Mins had a word, and he say, if you can't find your friends in Nassau, they in Freeport, or they in jail. Let's play that one for the people. I know the young people, they ain't hear this one in a long, long time. No, no. This is Osam. Well, we know he in Freeport. We ain't sure if he in jail. I only kid. I only joking. We certainly he's not in Bahamian jail. And we certainly he ain't in Freeport neither. Anyway, we can skip past that one, producer. Let's go to the next one by King Eric and his knights. King Eric and his knights. Now, when is the last time y'all saw Jerry Roker? Half of us young people don't even know who Jerry Roker is. Could somebody please text the show and tell me who Jerry Roker is and why they can't find him? So this is Solely Married and Can't Find Jerry Roker in Town by King Eric and his knights. Now, I just need y'all to know, I do not know who Jerry Roker is. I do not know why they can't find him in town, and I don't know why that boy is going down to Inagua to look for him. I don't know. But this is important, because plenty of people don't know. Lots of us do not know enough to understand what's happening around us, why it's happening around us, what it has to do with us. This issue of culture transference from generation to generation is a matter of national security. It's a matter of national security, because I can put it to you. Can you be a cabinet minister if you don't know who Jerry Roker is and why they couldn't find him in town? Right? Can you be a cabinet minister if you don't know love alone caused King Henry to leave the throne? And I think it wasn't love alone, but that's why you got to know. What are the things you have to know to make sound, salient, sensible, reasonable, and sustainable decisions about national government? You need to know your history, or you will repeat it. producer, as we close out the show, let's play Ronnie Butler and the Ramblers by the time I get to Phoenix, because Eric Mensa, if you can't find your friends in Nassau, they're in Freeport, or they're in jail. King Eric and his knights say, look here, they can't find Jerry Roker in town. And Ronnie Butler say, by the time I get to Phoenix, you'll just be rising. So, Sam, I don't know where you is, but stay safe. Stay safe. Don't stress out. Life goes on. You do the right thing. And to my young Bahamian people, 50th Independence is coming up. We need to be remaking and remixing these songs. Now, I know y'all out there, Bloodied and Beating It Bad, Shine Shining, Johnny Cake in the Kitchen Baking, making new songs. Wendy, say, tell her come, listen to this music I'm making. So we know the young people are out there making music, but we need a fusion. Not a break and scrape and junk canoe, not like that. A fusion of old and new. Kick it up, producer. You've been on the clock. This Culture Thursday. Don't forget, Alive's TCL Thursdays. Get you something good, because by the time I get to Phoenix, you'll just be waking.
She'll be rising. Yeah, she'll find the notes.